there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on this Wednesday edition, you know we're going to have the usuals. We've got the old P, Petros Papadakis, stopping by. He's going to talk about the most competitive sweep in NBA history. We're also going to talk about the NBA play-in tournament, Lakers advance, Warriors look like they're finished, what's the future in Golden State, and we've got some matchups coming up later on tonight. Also, Doc Rivers. Dude, how many bites at the apple could you possibly want or need or get? And then Larry Brown steps in and says, no, I'll take it from here. We're also going to have a discussion about Stephen Jones and the direction of the Dallas Cowboys. We've got the BQ News, and we've got our midweek awards. It's all yours coming up next here. Two pros and a cup of Joe on a Wednesday, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Them joints. It is two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. Wherever you are, making us a part of your Wednesday morning, we appreciate it. We'll be taking you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do so live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. How the hell we feeling here on a Wednesday morning?
Good.
Lots going
better
on.
Better than the Warriors, that's for sure.
Yeah,
right.
that'll
spanked.
Is that so? The window's closed on that. We think or going to go ahead and call it at this point. Close the coffin.
They're not going to the playoffs, yeah. Jonas. So,
well, I'm saying in the future
that window's closed
long term.
Uh oh.
I mean, they're not going to move on from Steph, right?
No, he's going to be around. I think Draymond's got 3 years left. But the big question is Klay Thompson. And
that's the big one, yeah.
And he did not have a great game last night.
Big.
Yeah.
Big question.
0 for 10.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It was a rough night.
Yeah.
Sounds like Live Bet Jesus spinning.
He went, oh, jeez.
Yikes.
And you wonder why he won't
bang,
show up.
Bang, bang. You guys gotten off to a pretty rocky start here. I'm just going to sit back and listen to y'all. Hey, Coop, you got the popcorn? Let's listen to Brady and Jonas.
It's disrespect. It's flat out disrespect on somebody who's been loyal to this show and to this network for nearly
a decade.
Time
he showed up, he gave out a loser, and he shows up once every 6 months.
Yeah, but don't you give him credit for showing up even after giving out a loser?
No,
because he hasn't showed up since.
Well, hey, it's been less than a week. Who knows? Maybe if there's some badminton tournament in Dubai, he'll show up if it's going on in the middle of the show. That's the way this stuff works.
No.
But nonetheless, the play-in tournament is off and running. I know they don't count it as technically as the playoffs because this is just to get into the playoffs, but That was fun. At least Zion showed up until he disappeared
showed up.
With a couple of minutes left.
Well, he got hurt.
Yeah.
Hurt. I think he sprained his ankle. He twisted his ankle, and I don't think they went back far enough into the play. They kept saying, I don't know where it happened, and I don't know when it happened. It happened when he started his drive. The first time he started his drive, you could see that he rolled his ankle. He finished the play, but he rolled his ankle at the top of the play.
Do you want to know
That's
how
I thought?
You want to know how mean people are?
How mean are they?
Oh no!
So, Nick Wright of FS1 posts a tweet that says, "Anybody know what happened to Zion? Like where he went? Just sort of gone with 2 minutes left." And there were a couple of comments below that said, "Well, it was his hamstring. You know, his hamstring again. He knew it was his hamstring. Could have been his ankle. Whatever it was." And then there were some people who said, Uber Eats pulled up outside.
Oh, wow. Like, undefeated.
Like
undefeated.
The guy just dropped 40 points against the Lakers, and he's getting fat jokes.
A double-double.
Right
I mean, he looked dominant, too.
He was great.
Yeah, he was dominant.
He's had a great year. And so now they've got to play the Sacramento Kings to try and get into the actual playoffs to take on the one seed, which are the Oklahoma City Thunder. So the Lakers end up with Denver as the two seed. They lost all three meetings to them this year. They lost all four meetings to them in the playoffs last
year. And they'll lose most all of them again in this playoff series.
So it does appear that that this could be the end of the road for the Lakers after this win over New Orleans last
night.
I'm not counting them out. Just saying.
Why?
Because LeBron, AD, like they've been there. They've done this. We make such a big deal about the regular season. I don't think it has much of a bearing on it. I don't. I think the Golden State conversation is a little more interesting to me only because no matter what like metric you're looking at, like forget the fact that like you're like, well, Klay played bad. Is he going to be back? Maybe, maybe not. They spent more cash. Their luxury tax was the highest in the NBA. I mean, they had the most expensive team this season by those metrics, how you'd measure them, than anyone. And they, A, couldn't even get into the playoffs, and B, only got into the, I guess, the play-in, if you'd call it that, because you can call it playoffs. I'm not calling that the playoffs. Jeez. That's like the round of, you know, what was it, 68, where you've got the play-in to get into actually the March Madness tournament. Like, if you have to play rock, paper, scissors with the doorman to get in the club, then you're not in the club yet. You have to actually beat the doorman to get in. So they didn't even get into the playoffs. And now they're out, and who knows how they're going to have to rebuild, restructure this thing. But I don't know. It's just an expensive year for Golden State, ending up not with a whole lot. And on top of it, the last time Golden State wasn't a part of some of the ratings, it really struggled for the NBA. I mean, and their ratings have struggled anyway. But typically when they're not a part of it, they struggle even more. Mm.
Been a hell of a run, though.
I think it's been a hell of a run for the Lakers. I mean, I don't count them out. I just know a healthy Warriors team. Healthy Nuggets team. They're not going to beat them. As far as Golden State, I feel like the handwriting's been on the wall for Golden State for quite some time now. So it's one of those things where, geez, you're loud, super loud. Golly, like all up in there. I couldn't
really
get it out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Could you hear him, Q?
Yeah.
You could hear him, right? Yeah. You were super loud.
No,
bro.
I was trying to hit the talk back.
Yeah, but you were super crazy loud. Like, hey, go over the microphone loud.
Just a radio voice.
I mean, why you wait till I start talking to start talking that loud?
Well, it's a talk back.
You don't
do
that to Brady.
Talking.
Golly, Brady gave us a great point. You waited till he stopped.
Jeez.
I started you off. Hey, so hey, Lee, back there. Lee, cue up that sound from. yeah, second 10. Like, we good?
All right.
Can I make my point?
All right, go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, I was talking about Golden State. I think it's a lot like.
You got that back-to-back on
her. I think Sacramento is. Is a fine.
Good back there?
Yeah. Sacramento is a fine team, and I think that Zion and those guys, if Zion returns back from the Uber Eats pickup, they're going to have their hands full trying to beat Sacramento to get into the playoffs. Because they do not have any offense outside of Zion. Now, I know that there were a few guys that didn't show up. McCollum didn't have a great evening, but they just didn't look like they were a team that could win without Zion doing pretty much everything for them to be able to win.
And Sacktown got to light the beam too last night.
They was getting it in.
Now, as mentioned, and I don't know if that got through on the air, but we do have Steve Kerr talking about the future of the Golden State Warriors.
There we go.
And also talking about what their hopes are with Klay Thompson, who is a free agent after this season.
We've been really blessed here with some amazing players and, you know, multiple championships and finals appearances and the highest of highs. And this is the flip side. This is life. This is how it works. You don't get to stay on top forever. So what happens this summer and going into next year, we'll worry about that later. He's still got good years left. And I know I speak for everybody in the organization. We want him back. Obviously, there's business at hand. And that has to be addressed with Clay's representatives and, you know, Mike and Joe. But what Klay has meant to this franchise, as good as he still is, we desperately want him back.
So that was Steve Kerr talking.
He
about
became
it.
A bench, like a sixth man almost, right? Like he wasn't even a starter anymore for this team.
He had a down year, yeah. And he hasn't been the same since he suffered the injuries. And that's just bad luck because he was trying to recover from, I think it was the Achilles, or could have been the ACL, and then he tore the Achilles practicing, trying to come back for it. And he just hasn't been the same player. But
I can sympathize. Jeez. Once something goes, other things start to go.
Yeah, especially coming off. He's probably thinking to himself, I'm getting close. I'm feeling good. I'm working out again. And then next thing you know.
Now's a good time for the blue chew.
Yeah.
Is it time for the blue chew?
Yes, yeah.
Because sometimes it gives you more confidence and it can make you, it can keep you, you know, heart and fresh, you know, for longer or even just to begin with.
Are you guys less interested in watching the playoffs with the Warriors out?
No. I'm less interested, period.
Why did the
Warriors have to make it work?
Equal opportunity.
I think I'm with LeVar on this one. It's not as enticing for me this year watching the teams. I actually am more curious to see if Oklahoma State, as a one seed in the West, can be. They're a young team. I don't know how many people expect them to be there at this point. At the beginning of the season, and my curiosity in watching the NBA is now about like the next group. But to cap off the conversation about Golden State, what's interesting is who was the guy who left to go help out the Washington Commanders? Is that Bob Myers?
Yeah.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
You wonder if he kind of saw the writing on the wall to some degree, but I think when you look through, you know, the series of years, from what is it, 20? Was it 2014 the first one they won?
2015.
I thought it was 2014, 2015 season, right?
I don't recall. I know the Cavs beat them in 2016. So
obviously the seasons go over the year, right? So yeah. I think it was 2014, 2015. Leak, if you can fact check that. But if you look at that run starting at that point in time, they were, I mean, I don't know that I don't know that you look at them and not think that this was somewhat of a dynasty. They changed the way teams played basketball. And outside of the COVID years where they struggled a little bit, they kind of got right back to that.
You're correct.
Oh, okay.
2014, 2015.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, NBA seasons kind of straddle that, if you will. But they were a dynasty. And I think if Klay doesn't come back, I mean, he was a big piece of that. But that would be the start of kind of whatever this next iteration is with Steph Curry. I would assume Draymond's there, given his contract length. But it's kind of disappointing to see how it kind of fell apart. I don't know who you point to. But, you know, Bob Myers, who was an executive of the year, I think for that, you know, one of their runs, or maybe a couple of their runs, maybe he knew when it was time to jump ship. You know, following the COVID year, following how they've kind of been since, maybe he saw the writing on the wall a little bit.
And I think the fourth one kind of clinched the, you know, they would be the dynasty, and Kevin Durant had those years there for the second and third. And for what it is that
Jonas is talking about right now. See, you know the mics work.
Yeah. I think he's just making sure we're ready.
Second 10. Yeah, thank you. All right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, here we go. You didn't have to stop talking.
It's
a
professional broadcast.
You should have just kept going, you know.
Yeah,
thanks, Lee.
I just wanted to make
thanks,
sure.
Thanks, Lee.
But the fourth one, they got without...
That was well done.
The fourth one they got without Durant, I think, was sort of the icing on top of what is a dynasty. And it does feel like with the way Denver's progressed, Oklahoma City's gotten a lot better, obviously with the one seed in the conference. I just think I wonder what their strategy is as far as, do we just want to keep bringing all of these guys back? Is that our best option? And you just hope you land on young talent or in the draft? Because if you're that fan base, like, you probably don't want to see these guys go away, but it just feels like everybody's starting to get a little bit older. And I'll say this again, Harrison Barnes, he seems like he's been in the NBA for 30 years, and I still don't get how he's 31 years old. Like, that guy's 31, and he was on the first Warriors team that won the title back in 2015.
It does seem like he's been around forever.
Like, I don't get it. And I keep looking.
He hasn't aged. He looks the exact same.
Yeah,
so
he does look the same.
He's on his way to a game against New Orleans because they won last night. Sacramento did, eliminating the Golden State Warriors in a game that wasn't even close. So bad times for the Warriors, but they've had a lot of good times. And we're going to have a good time here on this show as we take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. We've got another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've got our midweek awards. We've got Petros Papadakis stopping by in hour three of the program, and we've got another edition of the BQ News. It's all yours here from the TireRack.com studios, but somebody in the NFL has identified and admitted, yeah, there's a little bit of a problem, but that problem is our own doing. We'll explain who that is, and you'll hear from him next year on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up in a little over 20 minutes from now, we've got an update on a player in the NFL that's not very happy and where he could potentially end up very, very soon because of it. That'll be yours here again coming up a little over 20 minutes from now.
Next segment.
By the way,
man, I don't know.
Sorry about that. I was just talking to Lee.
Yeah.
That was so funny. Right.
Just want to be clear.
Yeah, just thought I'd cover it up with some, I don't know, man.
LeVar Arrington's dog.
Yeah,
looks
Mr.
Like
Sticks.
Looks like a pickup truck now.
He's getting there.
And you've had him for like 3 weeks.
Like 4 months, 5 months. Yeah, he's like 6 months now. He is a horse.
What do you feed him? Tomahawks?
People. Yeah.
You gotta send you gotta post a picture of it and send it over.
Yeah, can I see a picture?
Sure.
I was busy talking to Lee over there. So.
Yeah, sure. I'll show you a picture.
Just want to got everything dialed in. So you guys got everything dialed in over there? Got the sound, everything together?
Can I just tell you guys real fast?
Yeah.
I used to stalk your show before I was actually on it when I was told I was moving over. Uh-huh. And one of the first episodes I listened to, LeVar was talking about his new dog.
Oh.
So I think it was back in like November or something.
It would have been December.
Yeah, so early December.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it was Christmas time.
Yep. Took my daughter up to Sacramento. I was listening on the way back.
It's not a dog anymore. It's a baby elephant.
It's a moose.
He's a little horse.
The thing is huge. And
bro, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say anything.
What?
That's a big dog.
He's a big dog.
But at first,
Holy
I thought
Moses.
His tail was his, his sack.
Yeah. That's not. He's still a baby.
Yeah, it's still dropping, huh?
Yeah, he's still a baby.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because he's ginormous.
Yeah. It's a big dog.
That was like work for me to pick him up like that. You know, he's really big.
Don't lie. That wasn't work. We see it in the weight room. We see it. We see the video.
Yeah, he's pretty heavy, though. Yeah, anyway, that's Mr. Sticks.
Yeah.
I expect him to be perfect because he's Mr. Sticks.
And the expected weight is what, 220?
No, like 190.
Oh.
But I think he'll hit 200.
You know, that's almost as big as Jonas's Mastiff.
Great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. One that was like, what was it, 210, 215,
no.
Jonas?
Well, I don't know why you embellish it. 275, and you know that.
275.
At his peak.
Yeah.
In perfect condition.
And he was a bull Mastiff.
Yeah, let himself go a little bit.
From the time Jonas and I started working together, his bull Mastiff went from 125 pounds, maybe 130, to now 275 pounds.
Yeah, but, you know, got closer to 400 as he got older. So, again, you know, I'm just telling stories here that are all factual on the air. Like, I don't mislead anybody, and I don't want to give out misinformation. So, bull Mastiff, and he approached 475 pounds.
An adult bull Mastiff can get up to 130 pounds. How much was yours? You said what?
You just heard me. 525.
No, seriously. You said 145?
He tried to claim his was like 180.
180.
Okay.
That seems a little...
I think they sold you an English Mastiff and told you it was a bull Mastiff.
Hey, whatever they sold me, he's dead now, so thanks for bringing it up.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Get a couple of shovels.
There you go. That'd be
$10. Why is that
$10? That'd be $10 because that was so passive aggressive.
You guys are bringing up my dead dog for no reason. What's that about?
What's that about?
I can assure you, he doesn't weigh 180 now.
No, he ain't 180 right now.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Pick him up.
Yikes.
Well, listen, if you want to get your dog in better shape, and if you want to get better shape, you got to get silky.
You
with
put
it.
Some silk in his,
gotta,
in his bowl,
you
all
have
right?
To.
And listen, if you don't want to put it in his bowl, put it in your bowl. You know why? Because it can improve your health and your routines. You know, you can start right with silk. Silk almond milk has 50% more calcium than dairy milk. That's right. It's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E. And we all know that E stands for
good.
Yeah, that's right. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
Speaking of somebody who's not good, the Dallas Cowboys in their last game got wiped out by the Packers in a playoff game at home.
Wiped up.
There's been a lot of stuff going on this offseason with Dak Prescott not getting a contract extension, CeeDee Lamb looking for an extension, Micah Parsons maybe is pissing people off in the facility, maybe he's not. He's not there for voluntary workouts to start off the offseason. All that being said, Stephen Jones spoke with the Fan in Dallas about the team's inactivity and what their plan is and approaches as an organization moving forward.
I think if you're not all in this league, you're all out. And I don't know of any of the 32 who aren't all in. And, you know, everybody can have their own definition of what that means, but I've never not known us to be all in, nor have I known anybody we compete against not to be all in. It's, you know, they have different strategies as to what that means. We spend max money year in and year out. All 32 can only spend the same amount of money over a five-year stretch. And when we're all said and done, we max out our salary cap every year, and we will have done that. What comes with having a good roster, which we do, and you know, we also you know, are looking towards signing our own guys. It doesn't mean it happens overnight, but when you're wanting to sign players like Dak and Micah and CD, then you have to hold money back if you want to have a realistic chance at signing those guys.
So that was Stephen Jones talking with a fan in Dallas about where they stand this offseason.
Can I point out some inaccuracies just so people out there listening know? He just lied. That's not true.
Jeez.
They don't have to spend close to all their cap, okay? For starters, the owners and teams over a three-year period have to average 90% of the salary cap. So technically, whatever that number is, right? Like, what is it this year? Is it 250 million, 250 some million? They don't have to spend up to that, right? Take 10% off, right? Let's say 250 to make the math easy. 10% is 25 million. They only have to spend a 225. That's what the collective bargaining agreement states with the NFLPA. And one of the reasons why it was put in to have a spending floor, so you could get owners who weren't spending anywhere close to the salary cap to actually spend money, right? To actually pay players. It's one way of forcing them to do so. Now, if you did it every single year, that'd be a little easier to track, right? Because you'd say, hey, every year you have to spend over 90. Well, when you average it over 3 years, that means they can figure out ways of manipulating the numbers to not spend it in year two or year three or maybe both. So there are teams that abuse this rule and don't spend up to it. They kind of have to by league standards, and the league wide spend is, you know, 95%, you know, over those periods. But the point I'm making is like, that's not true. Teams don't always go all in. Dallas hasn't always gone all in. You know, you can spend more than the salary cap because you can spend cash, and there's some teams who are more willing to spend some of that cash in order to construct their roster to still make it compliant within the salary cap and try to go win a championship. I wouldn't say the Cowboys have not done that, but I wouldn't say they necessarily have done that. There's been times they have, but you know, this is an instance this year where you've got CeeDee Lamb who's now missing voluntary workouts. Does anyone disagree that, you know, CeeDee Lamb shouldn't get?
He's deserving.
He should get it.
Yeah, he's deserving.
If you believe in Dak Prescott as your quarterback in the long term, you should restructure.
Restructure.
Pay out some cash, pay out some bonuses. So,
right.
You know, Micah Parsons, he's eventually going to need to be extended. You know, and by the way, that's a credit to them for, you know, drafting those guys, developing those guys, them becoming stars. That's a good problem to have. But don't listen to a lie like that. You know, not all these teams spend up the entire salary cap. That's just not always how this works. They're in this situation because they waited to pay Dak Prescott. They paid for it. He signed a ridiculous deal. And now, for whatever reason, they don't want to extend him out a little bit and try to restructure this thing to give themselves a little more salary cap space so they could have spent more in free agency. Instead, one of your biggest signings is Royce Freeman, who comes in on a one-year deal with the running back position to add to Deuce Vaughn and Rico Doodle, and that's where they're at.
Mm. Well, I think it's a wrap for Dak Prescott. It's going to be a wrap for Mike McCarthy, and in comes Shedeur Sanders and Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
and the hype train leaves Boulder and goes into Fort Worth. Are they in Fort Worth? I think they're in Fort Worth. Are they in Fort Worth?
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Their facility's not. Their facility's in, what's the name? Frisco.
Frisco. Texas. But they play in Fort Worth, don't they? I don't care. Anyway.
I believe it's Arlington.
Arlington. There you go. Yeah, there you go.
It's in Texas.
It's in Texas.
That is in the state of Texas.
Yeah,
that's correct.
In the state of Texas. I thought that it was kind of an interesting conversation that we had on that yesterday. I mean, Jonas, you threw it out there. And the more I sat and kind of thought on it, I mean the amount of, like, Jerry Jones is a salesperson, right? He's a marketer, he's an advertiser, he's like a juggernaut with it. That's what he does really well. Why would you not sell tickets? Like, I mean, they're already sold out and all that stuff, but imagine how much more they could do if they brought in Deion Sanders after Mike McCarthy's tenure ends this year. And then Dak Prescott's tenure ends this year.
If Dak Prescott has a year like he had this year, are they really just going to let him walk?
You know what's crazy? He's a really good pro football quarterback. But he hasn't proven that he is first level grade A franchise, I can take my team to a Super Bowl quarterback.
So is this like what the Vikings did with Kirk Cousins, where they said, well, but we can do better and age, and we'd rather just restart the clock with somebody else?
Why not?
All right. Well, then you're getting further away from being a competitive team that's going to be a legitimate Super Bowl
contender. But are you?
I was going to say, I actually don't even know that was their strategy. I mean, one, the Vikings have never outwardly said that was their strategy. I just think they didn't want to pay Kirk what he was asking for, which it wasn't a fully guaranteed deal, which is the most surprising thing. So I'm not sure what to make of that. It almost just sounds like, you know, they want to kind of clean up some of the salary cap, but they're still trying to say they want to be competitive. It doesn't seem like that's going to be the case given their roster situation.
I mean, if Dak Prescott has a year like he has this year and they don't re-sign him, he's going to be a coveted free agent next year.
Of course. He's on that Kirk Cousins level, so it's going to go up from there.
I don't know, man. It's a little strange how they're doing things in Dallas. Unless, again, as they've got a plan and an eye towards the future, and that involves, you know, Sanders and Hunter, the law offices of Sanders and Sanders
And Hunter.
Yeah, apparently, which would be fun as hell to watch, by the way. Deion, you know, rocking a cowboy hat every game there in Dallas with the Cowboys. But
I think he's proven he has a chance to do it. I'd say that. But I mean, let's focus in on what is here now, right now. I'll say super quickly, Mike McCarthy does know his job. He has to know his job is on the line right now. That's first and foremost. And so what does that look like in terms of what he's able to do as a coach when you have Dak Prescott in the situation he's in, when you have CeeDee Lamb who wants his contract, and you got to take this offseason and work through the fact that, you know, right now he's not happy because he doesn't feel like he's whole. You know, Micah Parsons is sitting there wondering if he's going to get his extension now or if it's going to come later. What happens with that? I think it creates a lot of unnecessary questions and pressures that Mike McCarthy has to deal with as a coach. I mean, those are your three biggest players that you're talking about. So how do you navigate in such a pivotal moment in your career? And make no mistake about it, this is it. If Mike McCarthy doesn't get it done, this is not only it for him as a head coach in Dallas, this is probably it for him as a head coach, period, in the National Football League. This is it. So there's a lot riding on this season for Mike McCarthy, and this just doesn't seem to be the most ideal of scenarios that seem to be playing out for him right now in Dallas.
Yeah, I would agree. Two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. And coming up next here from these TireRack.com studios, we are going to talk about one player in the NFL who could find himself elsewhere very, very soon, if you believe some of the numbers that are out there. That's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever wonder why you never hear any stories like that?
What do you mean?
Like a mountain lion or a pack of coyotes taking one down? Because they really be just out in the open.
Yeah. They roam freely, especially in Southern California.
Wait, the animals or the homeless?
Oh, which one you, were oh you you're talking like about? Who's eating who?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, wouldn't you think you would hear of, at some point, coyotes getting a hold of a homeless person or a mountain lion taking down a homeless person? Like, they just be laying around. Right?
Yeah, but I think they're worried about their jiu-jitsu, because off their back, you've got the access to, you know, a triangle choke. You could do an arm bar. So I don't think a mountain lion or a coyote wants any part of that smoke. You know what I'm saying?
Because they could end up being the meal.
I mean, your sleeping bag's basically your gi, and you could use that to choke somebody.
Like, you're so stupid.
I'm just saying there's a lot.
You're out of control.
I'm just saying there's a lot of tools at your disposal, you know, if you were to sneak up.
I mean, if you're like living out there, you got to assume you know how to handle those types of, you know, predators.
Yeah, I would think so. Because, yeah, there's a coyote roaming around the streets of Sherman Oaks, just kind of...
And
making himself
it's
at home.
Him. Like, he's found something that's good for him, and it's probably a homeless person, and it's not getting reported.
Damn.
According to the Google machine, there's only been one known fatal coyote attack on a human ever confirmed in the United States of America.
Wow.
Yeah, they're not doing anything.
Wolves, only two in North America since the 1920s.
Is that since the movie Dancing with Wolves, or what's the time stamp on that?
He was hanging out with the wolves.
Pre or before.
Yeah.
AD or
I feel like you're playing with
BC.
Fire for Dancing with Wolves, you know?
To egg.
Two socks.
Hey.
It is a
decent movie.
Lee, how do you know the wolf's name?
I've seen Dances with Wolves before.
Wasn't he
you
a white
dances
wolf?
Dances or Dancing with Wolves?
Dances with Wolves.
Wasn't it a white Wolf.
He had white socks. So. He had that's why they called him Two Socks.
Yeah. Hope so. Why, well, couldn't be a black wolf?
No.
No way. Wouldn't have been as great a movie.
Can't have everything.
Tatanka.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on
what
Fox Sports
Radio.
What
you mean can't have everything? You got some goddamn nerve.
Wait, Lee, did you watch some movie last night?
Oh,
you
yeah.
were supposed to review?
Yeah, I did. I watched Sorcerer with Mr. Iowa Sam. I was just doing a show and tell during
that's
the break.
A good time.
How was that?
It was a good time. Oh, went a little late, but Mr. Iowa Sam, I offered him to buy him a beer at the concession stand. He said, sure thing. The bartender said, you want the small or the big? He gave me a Stein, I think it's called a Stein mug that...
one of them Viking mugs.
I think you could take out a pack of coyotes with this Stein mug.
Yeah.
And it comes, it's a Lee to Lap special. $5 refills for life.
Nice.
For life?
$5 refills for life?
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
Where is this at?
It's at an establishment called Landmark Theaters in Pasadena, just down the street from the Rose Bowl.
Really? Oh, yeah. I know about Landmark.
It's right down, it's near me.
Yeah, those are awesome.
I need to
theaters.
Do that.
Yeah.
When I come off of my drinking fast.
Those are the ones with like the really nice popcorn and food and all that, right?
They do have good,
did they start in Dallas? Is that a Mark Cuban company?
That's a good question, actually.
We had one in Denver one time, and I remember it being super, super nice. Because you know, people would come in town to visit back when I was playing, and I'd just be like, yeah, just.
It is.
Go to the movie and kill time, and it was like something easy for them to do. But those places are super nice.
Yeah, owned by Mark Cuban.
Nice.
There you go.
$5 refills.
And they do,
that's
you know,
what I'm saying. Like,
movies.
You have sweet deals like that. Lee, I mean, why don't you just drink
there
all the time?
They did hit him for a pretty penny to get the mug, though.
Yeah, it was $28, $29 for the mug.
$5 refills. How many ounces are there? They're like 24?
Oh, no.
It's 32.
It's like a 32.
Boy.
That would drop Jonas.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
Oh, Jonas was just admitting that.
Yeah. I had a couple, not even like strong beer, Modelo's.
Could you imagine a 7% IPA, Jonas, and you trying to drink
that? Oh, in a 32?
Yeah.
I mean, I would disappear. I would vanish.
Like, powder.
Sam did two of these two arrogant bastards last night, if I could say that on air.
You can?
Yeah, of course you can.
On,
it's a never drink.
During the movie. During the two-hour awful movie.
Two arrogant bastards of 32.
Yeah.
You're an arrogant bastard.
Yeah.
How about that?
All right, so coming up top of next hour, we are going to, talk about somebody in the NFL who's, you know, maybe not happy with their current situation on a current coaching staff. We will get into that for you here. A reminder before we get to, in case you missed it, that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check out the pod. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you, in case you missed it.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee DeLapp.
Morning, everybody. Good morning, Jonas. Good morning, Brady. Good morning, LeVar. Guys, in case you missed this, the odds are out on the next team for wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. Hey, Brady. Good morning. Yeah, the odds are out for the next team for Brandon Ayuk. And guess what? Who's not on the list? I'm going to go down it for you. Number one, Steelers 2-1, Panthers 6-1, Patriots 6-1, Cardinals 7-1, Chargers 9-1, Bills and Chiefs rounded out 12-1.
The Niners aren't on there.
I don't see them there either. Yeah. There you
go. The Steelers at 2-1, huh?
They're trying to load up.
I was just going to say.
I mean, if they were to land Brandon Ayuk, would you feel better about Russell Wilson next year, LeVar?
No.
I mean, they've signed Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, good signings for the wide receiver group. They've already got George Pickens.
Don't care.
Calvin Austin.
Does nothing for me.
They got IU, too. Pretty nice group.
Freiermuth still there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure is.
We got Najee out of the backfield. We got Jalen Warren still. Remember they signed Cordarrelle Patterson, too, with the new kickoff rule? And he could be
good.
A slash for them.
Sounds really good.
I mean,
I like what they got, man.
Sounds really good.
You know, it's kind of a cause and effect. If they were to land Brandon Ayuk, the effect of that would be that Russell Wilson's MVP odds, those would probably improve too. What do you think about that, Barr?
I mean, I hope so for the sake of the team and the city, for certain. I'm a fan. I hope it works. I'm just not. I'm gonna go buy that product. I'm not taking it off of the. You know, I'm gonna just keep moving down.
I'm not gonna
remove it from. What is that?
Do you think he's had a Permanis yet, Russ, or no?
Not good for him. Not dangerous enough.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.